ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.
You're an old offensive lineman, and when I say old,
emphasis
I mean,
on old.
I mean former, not old. But as a former offensive lineman, what's your opinion of these guys coming in, and how tough is it to get a couple new guys in when you've had all five guys start all 16 games a year before?
I think Pat Myers and Aaron Cromer, the two offensive line coaches, did a great job of having these guys ready because there is no notification. You don't get a notice in the mail saying, look, you're gonna play in 15 minutes. You have 15 seconds to get ready by saying he's injured, get in there. And I do think the offensive linemen came in and did really well. It's not so much what they did together and how they played individually. There are some protections out there that take communication between four or five players to get it right without having the verbal communications and make sure everybody's on the same page. And everybody making adjustments in an instant, that's what you see and you want to build on in the future. If you were going up there and the guys were getting turned like a turnstile and they were chasing Jay Cutler, then you have concerns. So I don't have concerns of worry. I have concerns of improvement.
I tell you what, and you mentioned it in the game broadcast as well, Buffalo smelled the blood in the water, and they tried to overload one side, Ola's side, with blitzes. And everybody handed things off very well over the course of that game. But with a game on tape, and now San Francisco's defensive coordinator will get a good look at what these guys are if they have to play in this game. Brian De La Puente, he had 33 successful snaps in pass blocking out of his 47 for the game. Will they try and single out Michael Ola, given that he is inexperienced at the NFL level?
No, because you're playing.
Right?
Yeah, you just don't have the ability. You still got Jermon Bushrod. You got Matt Forte, who was an unbelievable blocking back. Some of his efforts this past Sunday were unbelievable. And now that's what puts the fear in the mind of those defensive tackles. If I'm a defensive tackle and I beat my guard instantly, where's Matt Forte? He could be coming right at thigh level. So there's things that the Bears are able to improve on, securities they're able to make. But I think Brian De La Puente and Michael Ola came in the game with a great deal of confidence, and that comes from coaching. These players were ready, and we saw Michael Ola have snaps at every position on the offensive line outside of center, and Brian De La Puente came here with a reputation of being a starting quality center, so I'm confident there.
Right, let's flip it defensively, Larry.
Let me just say one thing about Forte. I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of people talk about him not being a good pass protector. He did a great job, and we all know that it's very important in the Bears' offense for running backs to protect the passer. When they were asked about that in the preseason, talking about what's the thing that you look for in a number two running back, the first thing that was said was pass protection.
Because Mark Trestman's number one goal, period, offensively, is protecting the quarterback. That involves the village.
It involves
the tight ends. It involves everyone.
Right. The broadcasters are involved. Right. I know
absolutely.
Everybody.
Anything I can do.
Right.
The thing about Matt Forte is his ability to make adjustment to help the offensive lineman when you don't have a chance to verbally communicate your assignments, because a linebacker coming from linebacker depth is a responsibility of a running back. As soon as he gets into near the defensive line, the heels of the defensive lineman, he becomes a responsibility of an offensive lineman, and now Matt has to make the adjustment off of it. And his adjustments were top-notch.
ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.